Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Sunday, April 25th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin today in Tajikistan, where progress is being made in the January shooting death of Pastor Sergei Basarab. The 24-year-old hitman has confessed to police. Bible Mission International's Mark Remchesel says that's good news for Basarab's friends and family.
The local government officials have been very helpful to the people there, encouraging them to move forward. They tell them that they're doing everything that they can to try to find the contractor for Sergei's death, but at this point they have not been able to find him.
Remchesel says prayer is needed as the church recovers.
Talked with some folks on Saturday, and they said the church there is moving again. They have a new pastor there that's shepherding the flock, and all the investigation into the shooting is going on in the background, but the church is moving ahead.
And college students from across North America are needed for 2005 Collegiate Quest for the Nations. Frank Banfield of Global Missions Fellowship says they're planning to use these young people to impact Latin America for Christ. Quest students will gather in Texas for worship and training, and then the eight teams will begin their ministries. Banfield expects their biggest challenge to be spiritual.
As we go into some of these villages and cities and communities that are so dark spiritually, we try to target places where there are no gospel preaching churches and go into those places and share the light of Jesus Christ with folks. And then through that, we're trusting God just to see hundreds of people come to Him.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address. Go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. Type in your email address and you'll receive up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.